Even if you don't like country music, you cannot avoid that song. When Old Crow Medicine Show released Wagon Wheel in 2004, it became one of the most recognizable hits of the decade. Well, next month, the Nashville band is up for their third Grammy for the album Jubilee. It came out last August to celebrate their 25th anniversary. Here's the first track, The Ballad of Jubilee Jones.
Sprung from the dirt like a Fraser fir with a fiddle in his hand, old Jubilee was born to sing the song of a common man. He thumbed away from a tender age while mama stood and cried, take up the yoke for the working folks and don't keep the fire inside.
Ketch Secor is a founding member of Old Crow Medicine Show, and I spoke with him when the album first came out.
Singing on a sidewalk stage.
So it's been 25 years. You've got two Grammys under your belt, a membership in the Grand Ole Opry. Some of your band members have changed, of course, but what have the guiding principles been through those 2.5 decades that define what you're trying to do?
I play the fiddle and the banjo and the mandolin, the harmonica, and all the vast array of kitchenware, and all of the instruments that make up the canon of American folk music are what we employ in the Old Crow Medicine Show. And that part just hasn't changed. The memberships has changed, the team and management and the record companies and all that. Nashville's changed. Americana music and country music has all changed. But one thing that's remained is that we're still playing banjos and singing in harmony 25 years later.
We're going to get to some of those issues you just brought up, but let's first get to some of the music. This is One Drop featuring the legendary Mavis Staples.
It takes one stone to move these many mountains. It takes one drop to light the darkest hours in today. It takes one road to reach a new tomorrow.
What was it like to work with this amazing woman who is still making music at 84 years old?
What a powerhouse vocalist. What a role model for musicians everywhere. That thundering sound of Chicago in her voice. It's a dream come true to get to sing with Mavis. We did a festival together and got a chance to visit with her backstage, and then the rest is rock and roll history.
So speaking of cameo appearances, there is a track on this album. It's called Miles Away, and it is with Willie Watson, who, of course, if people are fans of the band, know that he was a founding member, and he left in 2011. Let's listen.
I never got the chance to say I love you.
So tell me about this song, because I don't know if there was bad blood between the two of you when he left, or if something tough was going on. You kind of hint at this in the lyrics you write in this song. If you run into some lost friend or lover and only find reticence remains, grab the saddle horn and just throw your body over. Don't let the past hold the reins. Tell me about that. Was this song somehow healing for you?
Yeah, thanks. There's a lot of miles that goes into a 25-year career on the road. And through those twists and turns and the highways and byways, you don't wind up with the same fellas you set off with. And yet, time gives you the vantage point of looking back and examining, what went wrong, what you'd do different. And I think COVID gave us a lot of opportunities to seek comfort in folks that we had been estranged from. And one of the first things I did during COVID was reach out to Willie and begin the process of making peace. And who knows what, we've been out on the road all summer together, singing this very song of lamentation and singing it like old friends.
Let's hear another song. This one's called Allegheny Lullaby.
Slack your rope, coil it around. This here town's just like a hanging ground. It's factory, gas station, or joint.
I know you don't shy away from politics in your music, so tell me, what were you trying to do with this one?
Well, the Trump years and aftermath of them have really highlighted the vast differences between segments of the population. And one of those populations that means a lot to us who make country music are the people from the coal fields and from the southern highlands and from the district that we know as Appalachia. I grew up kind of in the shadow of this part of the country. I think of Appalachia as one of America's great experiments in labor and in resources. And yet it's largely been a failed experiment because it has, you know, highest poverty rates in the country and inopportunity for children's upward mobility. The stuff that Lyndon Johnson was talking about in the 60s, we're still talking about the very same issues, and I think they might have gotten worse.
Well, in fact, a lot of artists are talking about this, and that's why I think your song is so interesting. It's about poverty, hopelessness in rural America, which reminds me thematically of a song that has appeared all of a sudden in country music, basically overnight in the past few weeks. You know this. It's Oliver Anthony's Rich Men North of Richmond. It just shot to the top of the charts and has become this anthem for the conservative movement almost, like I said, overnight. It even made an appearance in the Republican debate. I wonder what your thoughts are on that, the way that sometimes conservative politics will take ownership over country music.
Well, it's pretty age old. You know, country music always had, because it came from the South, it seemed to mirror the politics, and some of them peculiar in our region. But the point I always want to come back to is that people are really hurting right now, and they need music. And no matter what your side or point of view is, you know, music allows us the ability to get over and to transform and to move past the grief. I know there's a lot of folks in Nashville right now who have been grateful that Old Crow Medicine Show has really taken a stand about these terrible acts of violence that our children have been the victims of. And I'll sing about Appalachia, and I'll sing about the opioid crisis. But in my heart, I'm just trying to make the world a better place for the next generation, because that's who I'm going to pass these instruments off to. And this microphone, after 25 years of singing it, I'm going to pass this off to the next round of kids, and I want them to be, you know, rooted.
Well, I think this would be a good time to play one of your songs. It's not on the new album, but it did come out this year after the Covenant school shooting that left 3 kids and 3 adults dead in Nashville. It's called Louder Than Guns.
Louder than guns, more powerful than bullets flying, is the voice rising up, saying it's about time to put the last nail in the coffin, put the last body in the ground, calling on every town, shout louder than guns.
It's a very moving song, and so was the essay that you wrote after the shooting in the New York Times, saying that country music has an opportunity to bring conservative Southerners to the table on gun reform. Tell me what you meant by that.
I look to my brothers and sisters in Nashville on the progressive side of things to be real leaders in the conversation about national gun reform. And yet, our state is a great example of how you just is imperative to get the other side. The cost of this divide on right and left is this horrifying statistic that the kids are likely more to die from gun violence than anything else. I mean, that's the price that we're talking about for our discord. So it's got to change, and it's up to places like mine to exemplify what that change can look like. Now, I say that, and I'm an optimist, but this past week during special sessions in Nashville, it's been pretty tough to watch the stalemate continue.
Yeah, you're referring to the special session of the legislature. The Republican governor took a political risk, called the lawmakers back to the Capitol to try to figure out gun reform. Listen, thank you for talking about the tough stuff. I also want to end on a more upbeat note, because it wouldn't be an Old Crow Medicine Show album without a floor stomper. So let's listen here to one of my favorites on the album.
You're the love that I've been missing. Tenderly, my heart is listening to them pretty words you told me when you told me you were mine. Floating on this feeling, like my tongue could touch the ceiling. I ain't never been so happy. I want to keel over and die. Keel over and die, little darling.
It's not the only song on the album that I sometimes feel like I could be in an Irish pub having the time of my life, you know. But really, despite the heavy stuff that we've been talking about, you are still having fun after 25 years. How is that?
Oh, the music makes you just feel good all over, young, and gives you hope. There's a lot of things that to feel down about in this world, but playing music ain't one of them. Or when I do feel down, I let those feelings course through me in song, and I feel uplifted when it's through. You know, the thing about fiddles and banjos and doghouse bass and harmony singing is that it's a gregarious act and a joyful noise. You know, it's a clatter and a clamor and brings people together. And that's just the kind of medicine that I think we need right now.
That was the founding member of Old Crow Medicine Show, Ketch Secor. We spoke last August when the band's album Jubilee first came out. Now the album is up for a Grammy for Best Folk Album. The Grammys are on February 4th.